From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Member of U.S. Special Forces killed in Somalia. A U.S. Special Forces member has been killed during an operation against Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, the first killed in the war-torn country since the deadly battle in 1993 that inspired the movie Black Hawk Down. A U.S. military official told VOA the Navy SEAL was killed by small arms fire approximately 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. The U.S. Africa Command, which oversees U.S. military operations on the continent, said the U.S. forces were attacking during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. North Korea on Friday accused the U.S. and South Korean spy agencies of an unsuccessful assassination attempt on leader Kim Jong-un involving biochemical weapons. In a statement carried on state media, North Korea's Ministry of State Security said it will ferret out and mercilessly destroy the terrorists in the CIA and South Korean intelligence agency responsible for targeting its supreme leadership. However, as the Center for the National Interest, Harry Kazianis, points out,
I also think, too, North Korea is very slick about trying to keep itself in the media cycle. You just think back in history, they're always trying to make sure that they're at the head of every news site's front page as like the lead story. I've always felt like any time that they sort of go off the front page, they come up with some, you know, crazy idea or some new crisis to get themselves right in the headlines.
The statement carried by North Korea's official news agency and read on state TV did not describe how the plot was broken up or give the full name of the North Korean suspect. The CIA, by the way, is declining to comment. This is VOA News. 4.5 years after the horrific gang rape of a 23-year-old woman in New Delhi, India's Supreme Court has upheld the death penalty for four men convicted in the brutal assault that led to her death. The decision brings to a close a case that triggered an unprecedented wave of public outrage. The young paramedic student was brutally assaulted by five men and a juvenile on a moving bus she had boarded with a male friend. She died 2 weeks later in a Singapore hospital due to the injuries she had suffered. At least five people were killed by a pair of female suicide bombers in northeast Nigeria. Borno State Police and two women detonated bombs strapped to themselves Thursday night in the Kanduga area, killing themselves and five others. Six persons sustained various degrees of injuries. Terrorist group Boko Haram has increasingly used girls and young women to carry out attacks in marketplaces and checkpoints. Border clashes between Pakistan and Afghanistan killed at least 13 people and wounded more than 80 others Friday in a disputed area. A Pakistan Army spokesman said the fighting erupted after Afghan forces fired at government census team near the southwestern border town of Shaman. Morocco has been boosting its phosphate mining industry, hoping to corner up to 40% of the world market within 3 years. But in one of Morocco's strip mines, fossils have been found of what may be one of Africa's last dinosaurs. VOA's Jota Kapawa reports.
Very little is known about dinosaurs in Africa during the Cretaceous period. But they, like others around the world, were wiped out by an asteroid impact 66 million years ago. One of them was the Shinanosaurus babaricus. A piece of its jawbone was found in Morocco's Oulad Abdoun Basin, west of the Atlas Mountains. Dr. Nick Longrich is one of the lead researchers.
It's a carnivorous dinosaur. It's a two-legged predator, similar to T-Rex. It's not quite as large. It's about maybe 8 or 9 meters long.
It also had very tiny hands. Shinanosaurus babaricus helps paint a picture of Africa 66 million years ago. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. job market staged a rebound in April, with employers adding 211,000 workers to their payrolls, and the unemployment rate fell to a 10-year low of 4.4%. April's employment numbers are a big improvement from March, when the economy added only 98,000 jobs. Analysts say that makes it more likely the Federal Reserve will remain on track to raise its benchmark interest rates again in June. Job gains in April came from hospitality and leisure services, followed by healthcare and financial services. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.